One of the beautiful things about Scripture is that it does not present only one kind of strong woman. Biblical women are not all the same in personality, role, or season, but together they show us that women can live with courage, wisdom, and dignity in the presence of men without losing their femininity or their devotion to God. Let's begin with Esther. Esther is often remembered for beauty, but her real strength was courage. She lived in a setting filled with pressure and risk. She could have stayed silent, but instead she fasted, discerned, and stepped forward. Her confidence was not reckless. It was consecrated. Then there is Deborah. Deborah judged Israel, gave counsel, and spoke with authority under God. Yet her confidence was not prideful. She did not seem driven by ego or insecurity. Deborah shows us that a woman can carry wisdom and leadership without becoming harsh. Now consider Ruth. Ruth's confidence was quieter, but very real. She was loyal, diligent, and morally clear. She did not manipulate outcomes or force attention. She moved with humility and steadiness. Ruth teaches us that confidence is not always loud. Sometimes it looks like calm faithfulness. Then we see Hannah. Hannah was a woman of deep emotion, pain, and prayer. She was not confident because life was easy. She was confident because she brought her true self before God. Hannah reminds us that holy confidence does not require emotional hardness. Mary, the mother of Jesus, also gives us a powerful example. She received a calling that involved mystery, sacrifice, and misunderstanding. Her response was surrendered, but not weak. She entrusted her future to God. Mary shows us that surrender and confidence belong together. And then there is Phoebe. Phoebe is described as a trusted servant and helper of many. She was useful, faithful, and worthy of honor. She reminds us that confidence is not self-promotion. A confident woman becomes known through integrity and faithfulness. We could also think of Abigail and the wise woman of Tekoa, who both acted with wisdom in difficult moments. Again and again, Scripture shows women who were not passive in unhealthy ways, not manipulative, and not hardened. They were women of wisdom, dignity, timing, and purpose. That is the kind of confidence this course is aiming toward. A Christian woman does not need to become a copy of a man in order to be strong. She does not need to become invisible in order to be holy. She does not need to use sexuality as power in order to matter. She can become a woman who enters a room with men and remains inwardly steady. She can speak when needed, listen with discernment, and carry herself with grace and gravity. The women of the Bible were not all the same, but many of them were brave in holy ways. They show us that confidence around men is not about mastering appearances. It is about becoming a woman who stands before God and therefore can stand in the world with peace, dignity, and courage. That is the kind of confidence worth building.